This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Inshallah, we're entering into these last 10 days of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah accept our prayers and our fasting. Alhamdulillah, these are precious days. The entire month is a very special time, as all of you well know. But these last 10 days are particularly important days. There's an immense amount of blessing in the devotional practices, but also in the charity that one gives during this time. Many people I know pay their zakat during this time, but sadaqah is also really important. The Prophet ﷺ said, "As-sadaqatu burhan." The charity is a proof. It's a demonstrative proof of somebody's faith. So there's a lot of need out there. I'm very aware of that. And there are many, many good causes. I hope some of you will consider what we're trying to do here by building the college. Alhamdulillah, one of the great blessings of Ramadan is the return to the Quran. And many, many mosques around the world will do their khatam during this time. And so it's a great blessing. 70,000 angels witness the khatam, but also the spiritual power of one of the nights of the last 10 days that the Prophet ﷺ promised us. And the Quran tells us that there is one night which is traditionally called in English the night of power, Laylatul Qadr, and that night is worth 1,000 nights. So it's just an extraordinary opportunity to get an immense amount of devotional practice with a very minimal amount of effort. So part of the reason why we were given that as an ummah is that the previous peoples had very long lifespans, had a lot of time for devotional practice. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this ummah this night of power in order to facilitate for the devotional people of this ummah an immense amount of reward akin to the reward of the people that before us. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said that the dua of Laylatul Qadr is Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu fa'afu anna. Oh Allah, you are the pardoner, you love to pardon, so pardon us, forgive us. So al-afu is something that we're seeking. And these last 10 days, according to the Prophet ﷺ, are also the days of al-itqu min al-nar, which is to be freed from the punishment of the afterlife. In many ways, the world is it's like an airport, but there's only two destinations. So we're waiting to get on this vehicle to take us to a place of infinite bliss, and we ask Allah to free us from the other destination, and also to have a direct flight as opposed to having to stop. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah to bless your Ramadan, make it easy, give you lots of openings, and just thank you for your continued support. We're doing a lot here, and we hope that you're happy with what we're doing. Jazakumullah khairan, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.